Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard tonight on soundwaves2000.com. Glad to have you in with us tonight. We're live and direct. This is Tuesday, the 12th of February, and the year 2002. So we're live and direct here tonight. We're in a very interesting teaching service here tonight. Praise y'all, and we're glad that you're able to join us on soundwaves2000.com. All you've got to do to obtain our program, even on Truth Radio, is to set your dial on your computer downloads, if you will, to soundwaves2000.com, and you can receive both of the programs through 2000soundwaves.com, and so it makes it very convenient for you to follow the teachings as we switch from Truth over to Soundwaves 2000, and we never miss a beat. So we're glad to have you aboard tonight. Call a friend and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air. We're teaching controversial things. Remember, I started in the fourth chapter of the book of Daniel, and we were talking about the watchers who from heaven came. Now, can they come back? Will they come back? Will the bad guys come, and will the good guys come? Are we going to have some divine intervention? Will the earth be saved? Well, we believe all of those are yes, and we positively believe that the angels are returning. Now, after we get through teaching on the book of Enoch, we're going to give you we're going to go into the King James Bible, and we're going to give you the process. We're going to show you, we're going to uncover scriptures that's been kept secret, we believe. No one else has preached this on the thousand-year reign, and how that Satan and his angels were bound on a planet, a wayward, if you will, a wide-arcing planet in orbit, and the deep. We're talking about somewhere out in space, and they were restricted from coming back to Earth to do, if you will, to do their experimentations. Remember Genesis 6, as we have indicated to you, that Genesis chapter 6 tells of these wayward experiences and these experiments as they were conducting upon the earth, and the earth got out of balance, out of control. And so it was a judgment call by the mighty ones. We're talking about the Elohim as they convened and had a conference. And it was judged that these fallen Elohim, these rebellious ones, these outlaws as we call them tonight, because we have the power, the Bible says that we can judge angels, and we're judging them unworthy tonight because they are unworthy to have the rank of an angel. They're fallen. And the Bible says that if you resist the devil and his angels, they will flee from you, meaning that you have power over them because they have lowered themselves, and you are a superior being tonight. If you have the truth of Yahweh, only the truth will set you free. Praise Yahweh. It will make you free from these illegal practices of the outlaws called the Watchers. Now remember, we stopped at the very chapter of 1st Enoch, chapter 8, and verses 1 and 2. Now we're going to go into 1st Enoch, chapter 9, and we're going to read verses 6 through 10. So you call a friend, tell them Pastor Buddy's on. And if you have a book of Enoch, you can read along with us. If you don't, many people don't. We suggest, ladies and gentlemen, if you will send me an email, I will send you information on how to obtain the book of Enoch. And you need it in your library. You need to study it. There's a lot of things in it that we'll not be able to cover in all the time that we have here. We're not going to be able to cover everything, but we want to highlight that the book of Enoch, it uncovers the fallen ones and what they were doing upon this planet when the angels came down and there was a war ensued. Now, we're going to talk about the war after we get through teaching on the book of Enoch. I will take you back systematically lay the groundwork of how and why, where, and when all these things happened, and it is coming back into the last days as it was in the days of Noah. You can rest assured that these angels are coming back to the earth. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan will come down among you. Now, when we believe Satan is coming, this will be the actually, he will come disguised. He will come posing as the God of the universe. He will recognize no other gods. He will call himself God himself. He will sit in the temple that his sons and daughters are building him now. Actually, the groundwork is being laid right now, the war. And we believe that the governments on the earth are now plotting to destroy the Arab race. Why? Because they want the territory, and they are going to drive out the Arabs in Palestine, and they will erect a temple in Palestine. And for this, Satan will come after it is finished. He will sit in this temple, and everyone that will not worship him shall be killed or destroyed from the planet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are the times of Jacob's trouble. And how soon is it going to be, Pastor Buddy? Well, you just stay tuned, because the tumblers of the lock system that opens the keys here are fast falling in place. I believe that there is to be a generation born very soon that will actually see these things happen. Now, it could happen overnight, but we believe that it's a few years out in the future. But stay tuned, because things are happening fast. And the Bible says that the days will be shortened. Now, how does he shorten the days? Somehow, some way, that the dimensional time is being altered. We are actually getting done in the time span of 24 hours. We only have approximately 16 hours to get it done. Have you ever noticed the hush-hush, the rush-rush, and the hurry-hurry, and the worry-worry, and the burry-burry? It is getting to the point where that we are a hurrying generation. The Bible speaks about running to and fro, seeking peace and finding none. And that's what the world has given us in this last days. With all the technology and all the information's coming down, we have nothing. We don't have any peace. We don't have any knowledge of what happened in Genesis chapter 6, Genesis chapter 3, Revelations chapter 12, Daniel chapter 4 through verses 12, or chapters 12. We don't have any understanding, and these things have been deliberately, they have been taken from us. We have been denied access to the knowledge, and these rebellious angels are over the command to see. The Bible says that Satan is the god of this earth. And ladies and gentlemen, he rules the mighty forces of the planet. Every king and every prince, every power that is upon the earth has to report to Satan. And they do it willingly or unwillingly, or knowingly or unknowingly. They are part of the evil empire that Satan has erected for the last days, when he will come himself. He will introduce himself first. The news will be life discovered in space. Intelligent life. It will change all the way man thinks, and all of religion that man has held on to will tumble and fall to the ground. Overnight, we will be changed. Our belief systems will fail. We will now be very, very, very susceptible, if you will, to this new announcement that in reality, that yes, they have been here watching over us. Yes, they are watchers. Yes, they are the intelligent ones. Yes, they have been here before, and they are back to stay. That's what they're going to tell. Satan then will be invited, their leader. Now, they've got a leader. They will announce him, and they will trade, if you will. There will be ambassadors exchanged through planet Nibiru, if that's where that the fallen ones are. And we believe that they're there. And they will start, if you will, exchanging. Now, they have great technology. This will be a paradise planet, if you will, and man will be awed by it. Some of our congressmen and senators and the mighty kings of the earth will be transported in these wonderful ships, and they will be taken back and forth to these planets, and they will be introduced, and this new society will emerge on planet Earth. Everybody will begin to be forced into the world planetary system, if you will, and these mighty ones will give us technology and knowledge on how to do things that's been hid, if you will, deliberately for hundreds of thousands of years. Now, let us go here. As we begin to read the book of Enoch, I'm going to get right back into the ninth chapter as we are reading out of some things. It seems like a fairy tale. This is stranger than fiction. Matter of fact, church fathers deemed it fiction. They wouldn't include the book of Enoch in the canonization. Why? Because they did not want, I believe deliberately, to include it, because they wanted to keep these things like angelic mixing of their seed upon the earth. They didn't want that out. They didn't want it told. Satan didn't want you to know that in Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, but it tells you in the 14th verse that Satan and his seed, that means his offspring, ladies and gentlemen, and how do you get the offspring? Through the woman. Oh my, now we are talking about Canaanites, and they are running around here upon earth even as I speak. That's why they hate Pastor Buddy. Thou seest what Aziel hath done. He hath taught all unrighteousness on the earth. Now we're talking about the great angel. And he has revealed the eternal secrets which were preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Samjaya, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone in to the daughters of men upon the earth. Then they have slept with the women, and have defiled themselves, and have revealed to them all kinds of sinful practices. And the women have borne giant offspring, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with the blood of these unrighteous ones. And now, behold, the souls of those that have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven, and their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which were wrought upon the earth by the angels who from heaven to earth came. This is in the book of Enoch, chapter 9, verses 6 through 10. Now here we find the Creator beginning to listen and then acting. Noah is warned, then instructed, and then the sentence is passed on Aziel and the fallen ones. Again, Yahweh saith unto Raphael, bind Aziel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, and make an opening in the desert, which is in Dudael, and cast him therein, and place him rough upon the rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face, that he may never see light. And on the day of the great judgment, he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth and the angels that have corrupted, and proclaim the healing of the earth, and they shall heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and taught the sons of men. This is in the book of Enoch, chapter 10, verses 4 through 7. Now we're talking about the intervention. Remember when praise Yahweh in your presence. We're going to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, and we're going to read you what transpired in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, praise Yahweh. And this is an indication of where we just read up in the book of Enoch what happened. Verse 6:1, and it came to pass that when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, now this is the word sons of God, Strong's number 430. So ladies and gentlemen, these were not themselves men, mortal men. These were gods. We're talking about Elohim, the watchers, those who from heaven came, and when they saw the daughters of men, they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, the book of Enoch goes into depth and explains, and that's why the church fathers did not want you to know what happened in Genesis chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6. All of the mystery would have been solved. There would have been no power for the evil ones and no place for them to hide upon the earth, as they would have been exposed and their sins exposed, and the righteous could have ruled upon the earth by overcoming them. Now, verse 3, and Yahweh, here it says Lord in the King James Bible. Everywhere you see capitalization, L-O-R-D, you will know for a fact that it is Y-H-V-H, or Yahweh, or Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh in the Hebrew. My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Now remember, when he saw the flesh beings mixing their seed with the angelic beings, this displeased Yahweh. Yet his days, remember now, they were living up to 1,000 years of age and on this planetary system. And now he's put a restrictor upon them by limiting their days to 120 years. Now, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days. These are the offspring, and the word giants is Strong's number, 5303. If you will read that, you will see it's Nephilim. Nephilim, offspring of those who from heaven came. And that is a revealing thing if you will read the Strong's. You've got to get into the keywords, and do not let the King James rendering of the Bible deceive you if you're using the King James. Others are no better. They do all the English-speaking Bibles I've ever looked at do the same thing. They use words other than the words properly applied. Just like if we go back to the word eat in Genesis chapter 3, thou shalt not eat of the tree. That word should have been, thou shalt not lay with the Satan who was a tree. He had seed within him on his own self, and this seed could be transplanted into the woman's womb. Satan knew that she would hibernate, or if you will, she could give life to the seed of Satan. And so Satan planted his seed into her womb, and she brought forth Cain, who was of the wicked one. Ladies and gentlemen, he was not of Adam. He was of the wicked one, according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 12. Listen to me, he was of the wicked one. How did Satan get a seed? The Bible said Satan is the father of the children of John 8:44. And they were born in fornication, meaning that they were illegal. Actually, if you will, they are illegals here upon planet Earth. They're not supposed to be here. But they came in unauthorized, and so then the verdict was to kill them, to hunt them down and destroy them. And so it was with the children of Israel who were chosen especially to do this. Everywhere they came in contact with Cainites, they were to kill them and destroy them. And Yahweh was to bless them and give them power over all of these Cainites. By doing so, the Cainites were very attractive. They did practices by playing music and things of this nature. They actually began to have the Israelites, instead of kill them, to lust and want to worship with them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now in a royal mess across the earth, as the law of mixing has become the norm other than the exception. And we are in a major problem. Now notice this, the giants were in the earth in those days, and also after that the sons of God, the sons of the Elohim, sons of El, meaning sons of Yahweh, the angels, came in to the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and they became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown, and God saw the wickedness. And there, ladies and gentlemen, lays the key of the whole battle of mankind upon the earth. And this is as simple as Pastor Buddy can make it for you tonight, that the battle lays in the area of sin and fornication, of mixing their seed with unauthorized beings. Praise Yahweh. Now, these mighty ones, according to, if you go back to the book of Revelations, let's go there real quickly. We've been there before. Let's go again. As we are teaching tonight the steps and the succession of the process, and remember now, when Yahweh come down in Genesis chapter 6, he said, let us go down and see what is transpiring in Genesis chapter 6, praise Yahweh. And once we find what happened here, praise Yahweh, we found that man and his mind was continuously upon evil. Now, verse 7 of Genesis chapter 6 said, and Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created upon the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. Now, let's go over to chapter 12 of the book of Revelations. We're teaching tonight on the book of Enoch. We're reading of and quoting out of the book of Enoch, that the book of Enoch tells us that angels came from heaven. Those who from heaven came and mated with the daughters of men. And they brought forth this illegal seed upon the planet. And it brought problems to planet Earth that we are still suffering from today. Now, notice as I read verse 5. Just let me read the whole chapter. Praise Yahweh, the first 9 verses. Anyway, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now, we know who this is. This is Mary, the mother of the Messiah. This represents the now incarnated Son of God up on the earth. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now this is Satan, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. This is the power over the fallen ones. Now, it gives us indication here, and if we believe that these stars are angels, as the book of Enoch says it was in his vision, he saw these angels as stars, and they fell from heaven and did cast them to the earth, his tail. In other words, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. In Genesis chapter 3, Aziel, Satan, he's called, he mated with Eve. He got an illegal seed, and this illegal seed began to flourish in the earth and bring forth sons and daughters. And when the angels, the other angels, began to see Satan's offspring, they lusted for these same daughters, and they began to come down and mix with them themselves. One third of them fell through their own lust. As Satan lusted for Eve, they lusted for the offspring of the daughters. Praise Yahweh. And the dragon stood before the woman. Now we're starting a battle here, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Now when we teach on the 1,000 years reign, we're going to tell you exactly who that was and how it happened and how many were killed and how many died and how the process ensued. Verse 5, and she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations, that's Israel, with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God, back to his throne. Now, we know that happened. Now, verse 6, and the woman, this is the church now, we're talking about the offspring, on the day of Pentecost, that they begin to be hunted down. See, Satan began to hunt down the ones that believe the gospel, and we're teaching these things that Pastor Buddy's teach. Satan didn't want the preachers and the teachers. That's why the Jews cast the dust into the air, stopped their ears up, because in John 8:44, they were accused of being the offspring of Satan. Aziel, And there, ladies and gentlemen, is the whole problem upon planet Earth. And it's very simple. We're in a war even today, and the white race, remember, it says that the white, seven white men came from heaven and took Enoch and raptured him, if you will, into the heavens to protect him because he was trying to be an intercessory between the fallen angels and the good angels, and they deemed it necessary to pull him out because of the sin of the fallen ones. They fled the woman, the offspring of the Son of God, the Mighty One, God incarnate, if you will, in flesh, fled. Of course, she had a place prepared of God that she should feed her there 1,260 days. We'll get into Daniel's prophecy and the book of Revelations in that particular thing later on. And there, verse 7 is one I want to concentrate on tonight. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceive the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. Now, when have you seen Satan, ladies and gentlemen? Have you seen him running around here? You know, if he was as beautiful as that is was depicted in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 31, chapter 28, and the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation, then you would know that he would make waves. If he was as powerful as they say he is, if he was here upon earth now in person, you say, well, is he real, Pastor Buddy? Of course he's real. Is Gabriel real? Of course he's real. Is Raphael real? Is Michael real? Of course. They're all as real as you are. Or maybe in reality they're more real than you are. See, you're temporary. They are eternal. And his angels were cast out with him. Now, there is a scripture that says that... Now, let me give you the scripture as we read. His angels were cast out with him. I'm going to drop down to verse 12. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them, but woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and to the inhabitants that live on the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is an intermission between the casting out of Satan in heaven and his arrival in the last days upon the earth. Now, we believe he's getting close. We believe the time is coming when that the angel will come down and he will loose, if you will, the old dragon that is bound. Now, we're going over to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations. Follow us, if you will, again, as we're teaching on the... We're trailing the serpent here right now. And I saw an angel, verse 1. This is Revelations chapter 20, verse 1. I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of a bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Now, the bottomless pit, where's it at? That's the key. If you'll find out where the bottomless pit, if you'll look up that word in the Greek, it means in the cosmos, in the deep, way out into the deep of the cosmos is where the bottomless pit is. This angel bound Satan in or on, if you will, the bottomless pit. Now, Satan and the rebellious ones, not only Satan, but the rebellious one, his angels were taken there, and he laid hold on the dragon. Remember the dragon in chapter 12, where Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. And Michael prevailed, and they captured the dragon, and they captured the angels. And they put them on these chariots, these starships, and they took them way out into the bottomless deep of space. And there they found a planet that I've talked about, and they placed them on this planet. They were restricted through technology from coming back to the earth in our solar system. They had no power to do so because the Bible says here the word chain, having a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the serpent, and he bound him 1,000 years. Now, when Satan is bound, now I'll give you the time that he was bound. In the 17th chapter, as we go into the mysteries of the thousand-year reign, I will teach on how Satan was bound. In the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations, it gives us a clue that war was already happening in heaven. As he groaned in his spirit, and he came down and said, "Today the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence." Now, the links to that chapter is starting in chapter 17 of Matthew, but it links and goes into other books, and we'll go there when we get there and show you. Out of time as we know time. Now, they have the technology to warp time, and they also have the technology to speed up time upon the earth or to slow it down. And in this case, in the last days, they're going to speed up time. Now, they're going to speed up time because by doing so, it will actually shorten the days. And that's what they're doing, praise Yahweh, and that's what's happening right now. If you don't have enough time in the day to get your work done, if you're going from pillar to post and still don't have enough time in a day, then that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We're entering into the photon belt. Now, I've talked about that. That's another message for another time. But, ladies and gentlemen, the proof is overwhelming that Satan and his angels are due upon planet Earth. Now, notice as we read in verse 4, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them," we're in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelations, verse 4, "And the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, nor received his mark upon their foreheads and in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now, Satan is going to be bound according to verse 2, or verse 1 of 20. He's going to be bound for 1,000 years. Satan. Now, who are these in verse 4 that were beheaded for the witness, and their souls were seen under the altar for their witness? Well, we'll get into all of that as we teach on the revelation of the thousand-year reign. But we're talking about the book of Enoch here tonight and how Satan and his outlaws, the other fallen angels, have been bound into a system, a planet, if you will, in the deep. And at the end of the 1,000 years, we're going to prove this, at the end of the 1,000-year reign, when Christ is reigning with his bride in heaven, not upon the earth, Christ will never come and reign here 1,000 years. That's the story of the wicked ones. That's the ones that's deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. We take them on, and see, they won't come out. Where's all the preachers at? If Pastor Buddy is lying to you tonight, where are your defenders of the faith? Why won't they come and debate Pastor Buddy on these very timely issues? It's because they keep their head covered and lay low when the master builder or the master planners are preaching the gospel, because the Bible said the gospel will stop every mouth. Now notice this in verse 6. Blessed and holy. Well, let me give you verse 5. The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. Now it had to be the first resurrection were the souls of them that beheaded. They were resurrected in the first resurrection. Now, they were taken out of the earth as a bride, as we read in John chapter 3, verses 22 through 31 of St. John's Gospel, that Christ came as a bridegroom. He got his bride in the first resurrection. When he resurrected in the book of Matthew chapter 27, verse 52, we find that many that slept in their graves came out of their graves after his resurrection and followed him into the holy city, not the old city of Sodom and Egypt where he was crucified. The new city, praise Yahweh, this is his bride, and now he's got him a bride out of the earth in the first resurrection. Now he's going to return in the second resurrection after the 1,000 years. Now notice this. Verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. After the 1,000 years, ladies and gentlemen, not before, but after. Now, let us read verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, that is his bride. On such the second death hath no power. They have overcome. but if they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, when Christ resurrected his bride, there will be 1,000 years transpired, and after that 1,000 years has expired, then the angel will come down out of heaven, and he will loose the devil from the deep, and Satan will once again come back to planet Earth, and all of his fallen angels will come with him. They will continue their marauding ways in Genesis chapter 6, where they were mating and bringing forth offspring, experimenting, because Satan knows he's got a short time. Now, the final battle, ladies and gentlemen, the final battle for the universe and for planet Earth will be fought right here upon planet Earth. Satan and his angels will return to the planet first. They will cause every man and woman and child upon the planet to wonder after them or to worship them whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is happening now. We have been conditioned to accept that there's life in space. We've been conditioned to accept, and it's no mystery, all of your giant men with PhDs, men that's more smarter than you and me, they believe that there's life in space. They know that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just the timing. See, Satan plays the game the way Satan wants to play it. And at the proper time, he knows he's got a short time. He knows the time thing here. When he's loosed, he's going to come back to the earth. Now listen to the scripture. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down. Now this has to be after 1,000 years before he's permitted to come down, because the restrainer chain, if you will, has been cut, and Satan and his angels wants more freedom and liberty to come upon the earth. And the Bible said all the world, listen to this warning, all the world will wonder after Satan and his angels. They're going to prove with wonderful technology, they're going to prove and they're going to solve the riddle of death. They're going to put, if you will, the hospitals out of business. You won't need any hospitals, because all of the genetic curses will be lifted by their technology. And what a wonderful world that they were going to present us. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Daniel that when Satan and his angels come, they will come in peacefully. They're not going to come in warlike, because it wouldn't be to their advantage to be warlike angels. They're going to come in and reclaim their children. And they're going to make a league with all the kings of the earth. They're going to establish a one world order. That's what's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, for you. In the next few years, we will be ushered in, herded in, if you will, into a one world government system. This is for Satan and his angels to sit at the top or at the head of that one world order. And, of course, the Jews, being God's chosen people, will be invited. They will invite Satan over to the sandbox called Israeli. That's what I call it, Israel. And he will be invited to sit in the temple. And he will sit in the temple showing himself that he's God. And he will cause all on the earth to worship him and to receive his mark. Except, here's the key, except those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book. Praise Yahweh. Now, let me give you out of the book of Enoch, chapter 10 again. And the Lord said unto Michael, remember, we read you the scripture where Michael and his angels warred against them, go bind the angels that have sinned, that have united themselves with women, and bind them and take them to the abyss. The Bible describes that as the planet of the deep in the solar system, and there they are to be bound for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years is finished, they shall be loosed out of their prison. And they're coming back to where? Planet Earth. For the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan will come down, knowing that he has but a short time to work. Now I'm going to read from the book of Enoch, chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. And Enoch went and said, Aziel, thou shalt have no peace. It will be a severe sentence that has gone forth against you to put you in bonds. And thou shalt have no toleration, nor request granted to thee because of your unrighteousness, which you have taught, and because of all the works of ungodliness and unrighteousness and sin, which thou hast shown to men. Now this is Enoch being instructed to tell the fallen angels that their punishment will be severe. And ladies and gentlemen, it was according to the 12th chapter of the book of Enoch. This is reminiscent of chapter 10, when God orders are given to Gabriel and to Michael to bind these watchers, as it is written in the 13th chapter, verses 3. Now listen to me as I read. Then I went and spoke to them all together. Now this is again the appeal of Enoch. As I've done told you, he was the intercessory, the mediator, trying to mediate a peaceful settlement between the watchers on the earth and the watchers in heaven. And they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness. Oh my. And to read their petition in the presence of the mighty ones of heaven. For from henceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins for which they had been condemned and sentenced. Enoch accepts, and he draws up a petition, and he is given another vision. No wonder they didn't want the book of Enoch in there. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement. And a voice came bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven, and for reprimand. And then when I awakened, I came upon them, and they were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Belshazzar, which is between Lebanon and Sincere, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep, and I began to speak the words of righteousness and to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Here is a mortal man, ladies and gentlemen, that is now being the negotiator between the covenants that had been broken and the seal up of the sun, and he's trying to negotiate a settlement with the fallen ones, because the good guys are coming down to attack. Now notice, in 1 Enoch chapter 14, as I pick out this chapter, verses 4 through 7, Enoch again faces the watchers and delivers a summary of God's pronouncement upon them. I wrote you out a petition, and in my vision it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has been finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you, and from henceforth you shall not ascend into heaven, into all eternity. And in bonds of the earth the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world, and that previously you have been seen this destruction of your beloved sons, and you shall have no pleasure in them, but they shall fall before you by the sword, and your petition on your behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own, even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writings of the petition which I have written for you. Again, the petition that the wicked ones that were given to Enoch to be carried back to the sons of the Heavenly Father, and this petition, this appeal, if you will, this cry for forgiveness went unanswered. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, the sins had already reached heaven. And the Bible says here again, as we go back to the book of Jude to finish tonight's series here on the book of Enoch, let me go to the book of Jude and show you one more time in the book of Jude exactly what the Bible says about these problems. Here we are, verse 6. I'm starting in Jude 1, verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, you see, they fell by mating with the daughters of men. But they left their own habitation. They left heaven. From heaven they who came. the watchers came down from heaven. They began to experiment this bestiality, homosexuality, cannibalism, and all these things that they brought to the earth, these evil practices, they trained and gave to man. And so man began to be vile and corrupt. And so therefore Yahweh gave them up to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned, as the liar, Satan, and his angels came and tricked man upon the earth. Notice now, verse 8, likewise these filthy dreamers, they defiled the flesh. You see, angels have flesh. This is terrestrial flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a different kind of flesh, but in reality it's the same flesh. It's just another dimension that they have on their bodies. They can operate within all dimensions if given permission. They despise dominion. They speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, here it is, this is connected to the 12th chapter of the book of Revelations in your present Bible, the King James, and it is full. In the book of Enoch, these examples, the book of Enoch is full of examples of the verse 9 that I'm fixing to read. And Michael the archangel, when he was warring with the devil and the fallen angels, they disputed about the body of Moses. And as he said in the book of Zechariah, dared not bring a railing accusation against him, but said, the Lord, Yahweh, rebuke thee. But these speak evil of things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beast, and those things which they corrupted themselves with. Remember, I gave you out of the book of Enoch how they corrupted themselves in bestiality, homosexuality, and cannibalism. These are the three sins that they were judged unworthy to ever come back into the presence of Yahweh. Woe unto them, verse 11, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Now, what did Cain do with his brother, his half-brother Abel? The Bible said he slew him, and the blood of Abel cried out from the earth. And we believe that Abel himself was a victim of cannibalism by his brother. Praise Yahweh, Cain. Woe unto them, for they've gone in the way of Cain. They have ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. These are spots in your feast of charity. They that feast with you are feeding themselves without fear, clouds without water, carried away with winds, trees. Remember, Satan was a beautiful tree whose fruit withereth. His fruit was cast to the earth and died with a curse upon it. Twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars. These are the fallen ones to whom is reserved the blackness and darkness forever. This is punishment, ladies and gentlemen, and you take heed lest you fall into the same predicament. Verse 14, and we'll close. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, he prophesied of these things, saying, behold, Yahweh, the Lord, cometh with 10,000s of his mighty ones to execute judgment. See there? When Satan is here upon the earth, when Satan is here in the last days and he makes his grand entrance, he will be received as Jesus Christ. He will sit in the temple of Jesus Christ. He will deceive the very elect if possible. And he will cause all the world to wonder after him, except those who have their name on the Lamb's book. Now, when Yahweh and his angels come back, they're going to come back in a warlike mood. And so that's the truth. Satan's going to tell them. He's going to tell the earth and the kings of the earth that there's others out there that's going to invade. We're going to be warned that intelligent beings, after Satan and his angels get here and turn earth into a utopia, a heaven on earth, if you will, praise Yahweh, Satan with his technology and all of his power, and he will deceive the whole world, the world will believe him, and yet he will begin to tell the world and the leaders of the world that there's others out there in space that we must fight against. That will be actually Yahweh and his angels, and when Yahweh and his angels come, man, with all his technology, will be firing at the chariots and trying to stop them. But Yahweh's angels will move in for the final war, the final battle of Armageddon, and Satan and his angels will be defeated, and all the kings of the earth that had been deceived, and all those that followed Satan will be judged unworthy to stand in his presence, and then the righteous will stand forth and shine as the sons of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Isn't it wonderful that we've got the truth? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. I've enjoyed being with you tonight. I know that I've been in very controversial waters tonight with you, and I've took you to strange places. Probably if you've never read the book of Enoch and had the pleasure of looking into some of the hidden texts within it to see how these angels have fallen. And the Bible describes it in its sense as it tells you from the word go in Genesis chapter 3 that the whole battle, the whole problem of sin is Satan and his angels bringing fornicated seed upon the earth. If you will keep yourself from these, the Bible said, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Love not the world and neither the things in the world. For he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You are commanded to keep yourself pure. Do not cross your bloodline. If you are pure and white, stay that way. Do not be lured into the tricks of Satan and the fallen ones to mix your blood. When you do, you pollute your own blood system, and your offspring is worthy of death. By doing so, you will cast yourself down to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh, meaning that fornication is the only sin that is done with the body that has no forgiveness, except fornication. See, fornication is the only sin that has no forgiveness. Why? Because when you bring forth an offspring, it must be killed. There is a sentence of death against it. If it's fornicated with another bloodline, you have brought forth a hybrid seed, and Yahweh, just like he destroyed the angels and all their offspring, he will destroy you and all of yours if he finds you fornicating and mixing your seed. Pastor Buddy, if you'd like to call me tonight, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, I'm on a remote location tonight, so I won't be there to take your call personally, but if you will leave your address and your name and telephone number, if you will, just your telephone number, on my voicemail, which will pick it up, then Pastor Buddy will return your call as soon as possible. If you'd like to email me, I will have access to your email later on tonight and your telephone calls of your voicemail. Just email me at ejohnsonwwgap.net. Now, let me spell that for you. At lowercase letters, E as in eagle, E Johnson, at wwgap.net. That is wwgap.net. That's all you have to get your email down to us, and we will pick that up. We will return your email if you'd like to have our website. If you'd like to have information concerning the Shepherd's Call, we will be glad to give you that. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you would like to write me, simply address your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, and the zip is 37824. That is New Tazewell, Tennessee. New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Post Office Box 2284. And that's all the address you'll need. Now, let me talk to you about my sponsors here. A couple of minutes, praise Yahweh, that we've got left on Soundways 2000. We've really enjoyed being with you tonight, praise Yahweh, by the means of radio, praise Yahweh. If you would like to call our sponsors, these are toll-free numbers. You can contact Dr. Gary at 1-877-289-7439. Or you can contact Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. Now, we're talking about Miracle 2. We're talking about the Neutralizer 6 products and the Miracle 2 line. You can replace all your harsh chemicals, the soaps, additives, and things of this nature that you've been using. You can replace it with one product, and that's Miracle 2. And by doing so, you can help sponsor the Shepherd's Call. Praise Yahweh. And you can keep Pastor Buddy on the air here at soundwaves2000.com for many, many days to come. Praise Yahweh. We appreciate that. Just tell them Pastor Buddy sent you over to 1-888-281-7320 or 1-877-289-7439. That's our numbers tonight. That's our message to you, ladies and gentlemen. And like I have told you, if you would like to get a copy of the Book of Enoch, if you would like to have a knowledge of how to find a copy of the Book of Enoch. You can simply email me at ejohnson@wwgap.net, and I will send you ordering information on how to obtain a copy of the Book of Enoch. It's indeed a pleasure to be with you tonight. I send greetings around the radio network, especially into San Diego, California tonight, where we hear from a good brother, and we appreciate you listening there, and all those that listen to us on soundwaves2000.com. We appreciate you. Call a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is heard nightly, five nights a week at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time till 10 on soundwaves2000.com. Well, our time is coming gone. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio, and then again at 9 Eastern Standard Time on soundwaves2000.com. Until then, Israel, we salute you, and Yahweh bless you and keep you.
Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.